News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
But first, though, staff at AIB have been slamming a decision that requires them to work in person at least 3 days a week, which is being described as the tightest regulation around this amongst Irish retail banks. Some have described it as a solution to a problem that doesn't exist and something that seriously affects the life of staff. So there's some real incendiary stuff after going up
there
in some internal communications.
Staff are not happy.
It's fair to say they're not happy, but at the same time, Shane, what are they not happy about? Because if you think about working in the bank, I'd imagine there are colleagues who are working in the branch who have to come in 5 days a week.
They do.
Are just going to go, well, what's wrong with you? Why can't you come in? So I don't know exactly what the argument is here. They still get to work 2 days from home. And if you were to go back to pre-COVID times, they'd have bitten your arm off for that, because that still means they don't have to come in. Now, what AIB are saying is this is what a lot of banks, particularly across the water, have implemented. It's common in other countries.
Well, a lot of banks have gone further, Jonathan. Like Wall Street banks, JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, have demanded all staff go to the office 5 days a week. Now, some of the UK banks, you're right, have gone more like the more flexible approach, 3 days. Like there is, the Irish Times has some fascinating responses in it. I think it's an internal communications, so people are giving their views on it. I mean, there are people who are talking about, they say they live in Cork, they're going to have to make the round trip to Dublin every day. It is going to seriously inconvenience them and impact on their family life. I mean, it's hard not to be sympathetic with that as well.
Yeah, you have to be sympathetic with it, but at the same time, it's a job. And if it's not the job for you, then maybe go get another job. We're at full employment in the country. There's lots of people looking for quality staff. I'm a little bit fascinated by this, because I think 3 days a week in the office is not unreasonable. You still have the option of 2 days at home. And, I just say what's good for everybody is good for every business. And I still think that there's a lot to be said for meeting your colleagues face to face on a more regular basis. You do tend to get more done.
Well, I think you tend to get more done, possibly. I think what is certainly the case is you learn more. I think when you, particularly if you're just starting out, if you're inexperienced, I think you learn a huge amount from having your colleagues there to be able to press the flesh, to be able to chat about things, talk things through. I think that kind of interaction is really important. So I can see why companies don't want their staff working from home 5 days a week. Mm.
Is it the middle ground that every company is going to probably get to if they have a working from home policy? Is it reasonable for employers to ask their staff to come into the office? Imagine trying to explain that to somebody in 2018, that we'd be having that conversation. But let us know what you think now. WhatsApp us 087 1400 106. You can text us 53106 for a cost of 30 cent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.